Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring Laura Miller back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura is a great member of our Brain Trust, the president of Inc. by Chase. And the last time she was here, she brought a great survey, quarterly survey on how small business owners were doing. And she's back with another one. And I'm glad to say she's back with better and good news. Laura Miller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back, especially with some good news.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, what I'm so excited to share about today is that U.S. small business owners are continuing to maintain a positive outlook about their business and future growth opportunities, and that's being shown in our most recent holiday survey. It's the second one we've done, where 40% of small business owners expect their businesses to perform better this holiday season compared to 2013.
Right, no question about it. But that is really good news, and your surveys are tracking with others and with other surveys that I report on. My own survey, we asked our audience, what do they think, and our response is almost exactly your response.
Well, that's
what
great.
You guys got.
So you know, another interesting fact is that a majority, so over 64% of the business owners, and not only do they feel optimistic, but they feel more prepared, which I think is a testament to, you know, experience gained over the years.
Well, and the prepared part, I think, is a result of what's been happening over the last 6 years, Laura, because one of the things one of the pieces of foresight that I tried to talk to people about back in 2009 was that the companies that survived the crash and survived the recession and the Great Recession and came out on the other side still in business were going to be better for it. We're going to be in the long run. They were going to be they figured out what it takes to stay in business. They found out what's the best mix of people and resources to stay in business. They found a way to be profitable somehow, or they couldn't still be in business. And now that the economy's picking up, all they got to do is just add water, and they got a good solid foundation under them.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, another thing to think about too, Jim, that's changed, as you said, in the last 6 years, is the augmentation of social media with small businesses. And another interesting fact that I found out of our survey was that half of small business owners say they will use social promotions to reach customers this holiday season. And that's up from 29% in 2013.
Well,
social media is a great, efficient way to reach not only new customers, but communicate with your existing customers.
Well, no question about it. And the thing is this is the thing that is starting to, what I've talked about for a long time and hoped it would start happening pretty soon was where we quit saying I've got a marketing strategy and I've got a social media strategy, and we just start saying I've got a marketing strategy that includes a social media component. It's not this one and that one. It's one plan that has different components. What do you think? You think we're getting close to being there?
I think we are. I think, you know, social media, to your point, is an integrated part of your overall marketing strategy. It is a channel. It is a way to reach different customers and different prospects, and a way to grow and engage your business.
Well, and look, this is what I'm about to say is as old as the marketplace, Laura. You have to go where the customers are. Where are the customers? They're hanging out in social media a lot. You know, that's where people are hanging out. In fact, even if they're not just lurking there or hanging out or talking, many times they're getting their news through social media feeds. They're getting they're connecting with customers. Their customers on social media and communicating with them using social media platforms.
Absolutely. When you think about small businesses today and their customers, every day, think how much time is spent on social media platforms, either at the desktop or even more so in the mobile. Anywhere you go now, you have access to your social media. So it's very, very important for small businesses to think about where are their customers. Be strategic about where are they, where can you find them, and communicate with them where they can be found.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Laura to talk to us about the part of her survey where small businesses are taking advantage of their special sauce, the uniqueness that they bring to the marketplace, the Main Street competitive advantage that they have, and they are doing that. And their survey is able to capture what they've been doing there. Laura, I need your website, please, how they can find the survey.
Yes, chase.com, and you can go into the investor relations press releases for the
All
survey.
All right, check that out. Laura Miller, ladies and gentlemen, president of Inc. by Chase. We're going to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.